Hello, is Christopher Peterson there?
Nope.
Oh, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let's begin. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
40.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one we have is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And what about Donald Trump as former president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And then we have Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And finally, we have Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden, again.
I'm sorry. I do know who that is.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
Favorable.
And is it somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur again.
Very favorable.
Then we have First Energy.
Not favorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Marin.
Not favorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
And Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm so sorry, the call cut off.
Oh, did you say? I said the Democrat.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for a Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance that you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
There is no chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it is true, let me know as well.
I would say that it makes me more likely to vote for her.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, also let me know. The first one is, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
What were my choices again?
Yes. Does that make you,
more likely to vote for him?
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Probably no difference.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
It's not surprising. I would say that it's... what were my choices again? I'm sorry.
Yes, don't worry. Does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference to vote for him, or does it make you more likely, or the statement is not true?
I would say that it makes it even less likely that I would vote for him.
So that would be much less likely?
Sure.
Thank you. The next one is, as a landlord who received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interests, Derek Marin voted legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving out children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I would say that would make me less likely to vote for him.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Sure. I'd say much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
I would say that has no effect.
No effect, no difference.
Yeah.
Then, thank you. Now we have, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise retirement age.
I would be much less likely to vote.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. I'm sorry. Marine bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marine's bill would also enforce doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
That would make me much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
I would say the abortion element. Seems how the state of Ohio, voted to legalize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Because I don't trust him.
Can you be a bit more specific? In what way?
I do not trust him to make policies that support me and my family.
Me and my family. Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
The last year of school, did you say?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Oh, I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I would say very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
For Joe Biden.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, my God.